A cabin on the Lake of Cards. A cabin on the lake. Mibby went to Saman's old cabin. Mibby went to the Saman's old cabin on the shores of the Lake of Cards. The Saman's had owned this two-bedroom cabin on the shore for decades before they either died or moved on. No one knows for sure what happened to them. Said to be a friendly family who would lend helping hands to neighbors, there was something special, something magical about this lake. The local lore has it that the family would go there for the weekends, or just the father and his friends, or the son and his party buddies. A weekend of beer and fishing and playing cards after sunset. When they would return home, they would always cast a deck of cards they'd been playing with into the lake, off the deck of the cabin. Whatever happened, the lake has tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of cards floating in it. The lake is always still. The water is always clear. Good to drink. Folks normally bring a pitcher of it back home for medicinal needs. Cards wash ashore after moonlit nights. But there's always cards in the water like stars in the sky. Worshippers of Lord Jeebus. He would make card houses with the cards, but his brother would never let him take them home. It's bad luck, he would say. Bad form. It was a cold, rainy day before spring. Mibby liked coming here for a few days, sometimes even a couple weeks. He didn't have a job. He would bring some food and some beer, keep the brews chilled perfectly in the water. He likes to hang out burning wood and hard, dense, dry plants he would gather to keep warm. Oftentimes, there would be plenty of chopped wood or gathered up driftwood and debris to start a fire. People would leave things, supplies, after staying here themselves, or people would leave things here after staying for themselves or for others to use. Mibby has found beer and wine waiting for him, dried meats, packs of potato chips. This time, Mibby brought a large block of cheese. Mibby had some merple berries he had gathered from the woods. There's lots of things to eat around here, if you spend enough time looking. They had acidic tartness to them, a sweet slap in the mouth. He would fish every day. So far, he's only caught a nearly clear fish with bright blue gills. The fish was the length of his thumb, a little fatter. He cooked it with the gear that was always here. Make a fire. Prepare a fish with a knife. Grease the pan with some mostly dried mamushka fat somebody had kindly left. The fish had a natural peppery taste, not very filling, so Mibby has a chunk of cheese with it. It's raining outside, a cold rain and a moaning, haunting wind. The wind gets in through many holes and cracks in the cabin. Somebody tossed rocks through most of the windows since he was here last. Fists of cold come through the window, through the hole in a spiderwebbed cracked glass. When morning comes and a little warmth returns, Mibby plans to go outside and fish some more. Fishing is a form of meditation for him somehow. The gentle rippling sounds of water that never seems to be moving. He found an elfin arrowhead on the shore, a beautiful red one of glistening mineral-coated green lines, making random etched-looking patterns. Ornately carved, a real work of art.